This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanmay Kulshreshth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today commended India's historic achievement recently in space exploration and the growing prowess in modern space technology. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program of 2025 on Akashvani, the Prime Minister said that the country is setting new benchmarks in space technology with visionary scientists and innovators providing solutions to future challenges. Hailing the Bengaluru-based Indian space tech startup Pixel for successfully launching the country's first private satellite constellation, Firefly, Mr. Modi called it a significant step towards self-reliance. The Prime Minister also applauded the space docking of satellites conducted recently by Indian space research organization ISRO, saying that this technology is important for sending supplies to space stations and crew missions in space. Prime Minister Modi applauded the flourishing startup ecosystem in the country, adding that the registration of startups in Nagaland surged by over 200% last year. On the completion of 9 years of Startup India initiative, Mr. Modi applauded the remarkable growth of country's startup culture, particularly in smaller cities.
हमारे देश में जितने startups 9 साल में बने हैं, उनमें से आधे से ज्यादा tier 2 और tier 3 शहरों से हैं। यानी हमारा स्टार्टअप कल्चर बड़े शहरों तक ही सीमित नहीं है छोटे शहरों के स्टार्टअप में आधे से ज्यादा का नेतृत्व हमारी बेटियां कर रही है
The National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, is celebrating its 20th raising day today. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi saluted the brave personnel of NDRF. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The unwavering commitment of the personnel of NDRF to saving lives, responding to disasters, and ensuring safety during emergencies is truly commendable." He said, "The NDRF has also set global standards in disaster response and management." Speaking during the 20th Raising Day ceremony of the NDRF in Vijayawada today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah said, India has emerged as a global leader in disaster management and in the area of disaster resilient infrastructure, the country is leading the world. A fire broke out at Sector 19 of Mahakumbh Mela area this evening, which was immediately brought under control. No casualty was reported in the incident. Fire services, NDRF and SDRF teams were rushed to the spot to douse the flame after receiving information about the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also spoke to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath over phone in this regard. The Chief Minister apprised Mr. Modi about the incident. Mr. Adityanath also conducted a site inspection and directed the concerned officials to carry out relief work on a war footing. Tomorrow is last date for withdrawal of nomination for the 70-member Delhi Assembly election. A total of 719 candidates are in fray till now. As per the Chief Electoral Officer, a total of 477 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. The voting will be held on 5th of next month and the counting will take place on the 8th of February. The long-awaited ceasefire deal between Israel and Palestinian armed group Hamas commenced today in the Gaza Strip, marking a potential turning point in the 15-month conflict that has claimed thousands of lives. The truce's implementation was delayed by nearly 3 hours due to the last-minute complications over hostage lists, highlighting the delicate nature of the agreement. Mediator Qatar confirmed the start of the truce. Israel has confirmed receiving from Hamas the names of 3 captives to be freed on the first day of the implementation of the agreement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the social media platform posted that the security establishment is now checking the details. Israeli Prime Minister's office said 4 other female hostages could be freed in 7 days. India scripted history in the inaugural edition of the Kho Kho World Cup with both men's and women's teams lifting the trophies in New Delhi this evening. Both teams defeated Nepal at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.